श्री भगवान उवाच दी सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हैज सेड भगवान दिस वेरी वर्ड इज वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट यू शुड नॉट ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट डज दिस मीन भवा भवा मीन्स ऑपुलेंस एंड भगवान मीन्स वन हु हैज गॉट ऑपुलेंस इस संस्कृत ग्रामर देर इज एफिक्स कॉल्ड बथ बथ मीन्स पोजिशन अस्तर से बतुप when the sense of position is there, this both ethics is there. So bhava, bhava means opulence and plus both. That means one who has got opulence. And the first person of that sound becomes bhagavan. This is the meaning of bhagavan. Now what are the opulence? See, I've got every one of you have got the idea of opulence. What are those opulences? Wealth, riches, and strength or influence and fame and beauty, knowledge. And renunciation. These six things are called opulence. One has got, one, if a man has got sufficient riches, he attracts. This man attracts poor men. This is an instrument of attraction. Sometimes we also approach very rich men, give us some contribution, although you are Krishna conscious. So richness has got attraction. You cannot deny it. Of course, for Krishna, we can do anything. We have no restriction. For Krishna's service, we can do anything. So, anyway, richness, if a man is very rich, wealthy, he attracts. These are the six opulences which attract. Then, if a man is very strong, he also attracts others. A strong man, either by influence or by his bodily strength, he is attracted. If there is a strong man, many women is attracted. So, strength is also another feature of attraction. Well, strength, and then fame. If a man is very famous, just take any famous man of the world. If he comes in this room, thousands of people will come here. When Gandhi was alive, I read one news from the newspaper in India that in some Italian city, there was great crowd. Innumerable people gathered on the station. And nobody could understand why these people are assembled here. Then when they are asked, they replied that we have heard that Gandhi is coming here. Mahatma Gandhi, Parasi had his name, was very famous man, politician. So, actually, the news published that there was one Mr. Gandhi. So, he was coming and people misunderstood him, Gandhi. So, my point is that a famous man also attracts. He sees her attraction. Richness, wealth, and strength, and famous. Fame. Then beauty. Beauty also attracts. If a man is beautiful, or a woman is beautiful, or many men or women are after them. Beautiful. Any beautiful, not only man and woman, any beautiful flower, any beautiful picture, anything beautiful that has attract beauty. The thought and knowledge, if one is learned, if one is very possessing, much knowledge, just like great scientists, philosophers, or religionists, or preachers, they also attract. And renunciation, that is also another attraction. If a man is in a renounced sort of life, renunciation means one has got all these things, richness, fame, beauty, knowledge, but he renounces everything for some higher purpose. Just like in our country, for national movement, so many rich men, they renounce everything. Some of them, perhaps you know, there was one Mr. C.R. Das. He was earning $50,000 a month as a lawyer. Everything renounced, he joined this movement. And perhaps you have heard the name of Nehru. Nehru was a very rich man's son. His father was a very rich lawyer. His father's history is that in those days, there was not a single day when he was not earning $500 daily. So he was also a very rich man's son, but he renounced everything, his father's property and everything, and joined this national movement. He went to prison by the government. So renunciation has also attraction. So the definition of God is there. Bhagavan. We should know who is God. The definition is Aishadjasta Samagrasta Bijasta Jasasa Sriya Jnana Vairagya Seva Sarayiti Bhagangana. The classic definition of Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God, that one who has got the complete wealth, complete strength, complete fame, complete beauty, complete knowledge, and complete renunciation, giving up everything. In spite of having everything, if one can renounce at a moment's notice, I don't want it, that is called renunciation. So, when you find these six things incomplete, then he is God. This is the definition of God. And these things completely you will find in Krishna. In the history, if you check human history, the Krishna, of course, was present as a man, personality. But when he was present, all these six things were completely present in him. Therefore, he was accepted. As in the morning class, we were discussing about the symptoms of incarnation. So, in the Shastra, in the scripture, these symptoms are good. Similarly, who is Bhagavan? Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? That is also given. And Krishna, this word, means all attraction. Because he has got all these things incomplete, naturally he is attractive. Just like we have analyzed, the beauty attracts, wealth attracts, fame attracts, education, knowledge attracts. So he has got all these attractive features. Therefore, he is completely attractive. Krishna means the supreme attraction. This is the meaning of Krishna, and therefore he is Bhagavan. Because he is completely attractive, therefore he is Bhagavan. So, here it is said, the Bhagavan was. Bhagavan was a very bad man, writer. He says that Bhagavan, now, was, said, what? He has already, we have finished 9th chapter, he has already said, manvanam bhava madbhakta madhyaji maa namaskuru. just become always thinking of me, he just become my devotee, just worship me, manmana bhava madhvakta, madhyaji, maam namaskuru, just offer your obedience, maam eva istati. If you continue these four things, what are these four things? Manmana, always fix up your mind in Krishna. That means you become always in Krishna consciousness. And thinking of Krishna as enemy or as friend, sometimes you think of enemy also. The enemy is becoming. My enemy is becoming very strong. So, not that sort of thing. Bhakti means that there is everything has got definition. That is called sadhana. What is that? Bhakti. Devotion. Devotion means anushilanam, cultivation of Krishna knowledge favorably, not unfavorably. Sometimes to kill some enemy, we do many things. To kill our enemies in the laboratory, you think of manufacturing atomic nuclear bombs, and that is also thinking. But that sort of thinking is not bhakti. Therefore, bhakti means anukulyena krishna anusilanam, and favorably you have to think of Krishna, not unfavorably. If you think of Krishna just to kill him, just like Pamsa, his maternal uncle, he wanted to kill his nephew. Krishna was the nephew of Kamsa. He was always thinking of Krishna, how to kill him. How to kill him. So, that is unfavorable thinking, not that sort of thinking. Manmana bhava, just thinking, just be always thinking of me, does not mean that you shall think of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, as your enemy, but as your friend or lovable object. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. Bhakta means you should be always ready to render loving service to Krishna. That sort of thing. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji. Just become a worshipper of Krishna. And maam namaskuru, and offer your obeisances and position. By following these four principles, māmi vāiṣṭati asaṅśaya. Krishna says to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, if you follow these four principles, then surely you will come back to me, back to home, back to God. This has already been explained in the last verse of 9th chapter and the 10th chapter. The Lord says, Bhagavan Vata, the Supreme Lord says, Bhūya eva mahābāhasthanume paramabhasa. I have already said what is the process of Krishna consciousness. Now, you hear furthermore information. Jatiham priyamānāya bhakṣāmi hitatāmya. Because Krishna and Arjuna were, in relationship of friends. Therefore he said, Jatte aham priyamanaya, because you are my dear friend, therefore bhakshami, I am speaking to you. That means the same chapter of Bhagavad Gita, what is spoken there, it is not meant for any ordinary person. It is meant for those who are a little bit advanced in Krishna consciousness. One who has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is conscious about him, for them it will be really suffering. For others it will not be really suffering. Why? Just like you have got a beloved son, little child. You are always thinking of it, you are speaking, oh, my child, this morning, you are playing like this, or you are dancing like this. So, you are thinking, you are speaking, others may be disturbed. Why? Because it is not his, the child is not his. He has no love for it. He has no love for it. He doesn't like it. Therefore, it is said here that this part of speech in the same chapter, it is meant for such persons who are a little advanced in Krishna consciousness. Just like confidential things is spoken to a very confidential friend or relative, similarly, this is little more confidential than what is spoken in the ninth chapter. Same chapter. Jatiham priyamanaya bhakshami hitakam. Because you are my dear friend, and for your benefit, and a friend is always value of a friend. And what to speak of Krishna? If Krishna becomes one's friend, and he becomes valuable, then what do you want more? You know that we have already described Krishna, the all and riches, all strength, all knowledge, all beauty, and all fame, and all renunciation and joy. So if he becomes your friend, if he becomes your well-wisher, then what do you want more? If you have got a friend who is very rich and very powerful, then do you think anything requires more? A friend can sacrifice everything for a friend, and here is a friend where there is no limitation. There is no limitation of wealth, there is no limitation of favor. So here Lord Krishna says, I am speaking to you for your benefit. If you become Krishna conscious in either of the five relationships, a devotee becomes related with Krishna in five different transcendental mellow. One can be related as silent devotee. Silent devotee means he knows Krishna is very great. Krishna is very great. So God is great. So accept this principle, that is also devotee. He does not do anything for God, but he admits God is great. That is called silent devotion. Now, if one advances a little more, he wants to do something for Krishna. Just like if you think somebody is very great, very noble, then if you think that I must do something for that man. So this is called dasa. For shanta, neutral, then activity begins. This is better state than the santa state. In the santa state, a devotee simply admits the greatness of God. But when he makes a further advancement in the understanding of that greatness, that is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. When one wants to do something for Krishna. Now here, in this material world, we can do so many things for Krishna. So many things. What are those things? Now, suppose if you want to do something for somebody, then you must know how that particular gentleman is satisfied. Otherwise, if you want to do something without knowing what does he want, then that is useless. You must know the mind of the person to whom you want to serve. Now, what Krishna wants, that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita in various places. What is that? In the 15th chapter, you will find Krishna saying, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta, जीवलोक सनातना मनस्थानी इंद्रियाणी प्रकृतिस्थानी कर सकती। ऑल दिस लिविंग एंटिटी दे आर माइंड पार्ट एंड पार्सल जस्ट लाइक योर सन और योर डॉटर इज द पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ योर ओन बॉडी पर्सनल बॉडी। सिमिलरली वी आर ऑल पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ द सुप्रीम गॉड वी आर ऑल सन्स ऑफ गॉड। हाउ इज इट दैट इज ऑल्सो mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 14th chapter. Sarvajoni shukantiya sambhavanti murtaya ya tasang mahajjani brahma aham bija padaptika. The Lord Krishna says that my dear Arjuna, he finds so many species of life, eight million four hundred thousand of species of life, all of them, they are my sons. I am the seed-giving father. Here he expressed. So every living being, either man, a beast, or ant, or bird, anywhere, they are all sons of God. And they are suffering. मन संस्थान इंद्रिया प्रतिष्ठान कर सकती देह संभव आधार देह कम इन कॉन्टेक्ट विद दिस मटीरियल नेचर एंड ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ दिस लिविंग एंटिटीज दे आर मेकिंग हैविंग ए हार्ड स्ट्रगल फॉर एग्जिस्टेंस बट अंडर द स्पेल ऑफ द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी दे आर थिंकिंग वी आर हैप्पी ऑन द होल डे नाइट दे आर अनहैप्पी Their desires are not fulfilled. They want something that they are forced to accept and tell. This is called hard struggle for them. Nobody is satisfied. There are always distractions. In this moment, I am your friend. Next moment, I am your enemy. This moment, I am your husband or wife. Next moment, no. Don't see my face. I will not see you. So these things are going on. So this is called struggle. I am wanting something, but I am forcefully being bound to accept something else. This is called struggle. So this is going on. So therefore, Krishna gives you message that these living entities, they are very unhappy in this material world, under the scale of material energy, under the scale of illusory energy, they are thinking that they are happy. In ignorance, just like the animals, they cannot know, they do not know what is unhappiness. When they are in the slaughterhouse, they will be slaughtered next moment, they are standing and eating grass, because due to ignorance. They do not know. Similarly, when human society becomes plunged into ignorance, they do not know what is unhappiness. They struggle for existence and therefore they are in unhappiness. They are never satisfied, full of anxiety. In spite of having all these things, the foolish man says, yes, we are advancing in civilization. This is their ignorance and foolishness. So, Krishna conscious person, if they want to serve Krishna, if they want to render some service to Krishna, their first business is to dispel this ignorance of the human. That is the best step. That is the best step. People have manufactured so many philanthropies, association, charitable association, and hospitals, so many things. But if somebody or if some association can enlighten people to the Krishna consciousness, that is the best service to the human society. That is the best service to the human. So, if further advancement from neutrality, that I love Krishna or God because He is great. No, that love is not sufficient. You must render some service to the Krishna. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna is rendering service to Krishna as a soldier. Krishna wanted that the battle of Kurukshetra should be executed. And Arjuna did not like it because it was concerned to his family member, his brother, and so he didn't like it. But when, after hearing this Bhagavad Gita, he became Krishna conscious, he executed the will of Krishna. Krishna wanted that the fighting must continue, so he executed in spite of his own conclusion that he would not fight. So this is Krishna consciousness that one has to do. That is better pandit, simply to know and simply to make God as order supplier. I love God because He gives me my daily bread. That is also good sense. But better sense is that how you can serve Krishna. If God is giving you bread daily, but you have no duty to return. God will give you bread, either you want it or not want it. He is giving bread to the cats and dogs and ants and so many animals. So why not to you, human being? That He will give. Don't bother about that. Don't bother about that. Your bread will come, wherever you may be. Either you may remain in America or in Europe or in India, wherever. Your bread is already there. Therefore, sastaiva heta prajati tako. You should rise up to the officer. How to serve God. And this is the greatest necessity of the present day civilization. People are suffering due to godlessness. And if you want to serve the people, your society, your country, the whole human society, then try yourself best, try your best. And you just rise up to the occasion of becoming Krishna conscious and just spread this philosophy to the world. There will be happiness, there will be peace, and everyone will be blessed. Thank you. If there is any question, okay.